Why? To invite people into a conversation where he humbly yet passionately shared his faith in God. Passion and humility. Living well keeps those two values in balance. Fiery passion without humility becomes self-serving. But passion humbly directed toward a higher purpose inspires, uplifts, and brings hope to others. Humility transforms passion into purpose, making it something greater than ourselves. The greatest journeys are not about how many miles we travel, but about how many lives we touch along the way. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV. Yeah.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump is back in Washington, having left the G7 summit in Canada early due to the Israel-Iran fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president said he wasn't aiming for a ceasefire, but for a permanent end, or for Iran giving up. He urged people to evacuate Tehran. Also on the plane, Mr. Trump was asked if he plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the deadly shootings of state lawmakers.
I'm not calling. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? Guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital of the war happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the two doctors accused in the overdose death of Friends TV star Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty with a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. This is ABC News. Cleanup continuing from the deadly weekend flooding in West Virginia. Total death 6. Governor says at least 2 people remain missing. This man says he was at work when the flooding hit.
I've talked to numerous people, and they said it was like a tsunami. They saw water coming down the road, like 2 or 3 feet high, that fast.
When you've got a heavily visited building that was built around 1100, you expect it to be a constant fixer-upper. But a protest in Paris brought one of the world's most popular museums to a standstill. Employees of the Louvre in Paris say it's gotten to be too much.
An internal memo warning the museum is wearing out, with water leaks and temperature fluctuations putting some of that priceless art at risk. President Macron recently announcing plans to renovate and build a separate entrance for visitors coming to see the Mona Lisa. But workers want changes sooner.
ABC's Lionel Moise. It's Tuesday, June 17th. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th, at approximately 11:58 a.m., Sawyer County Sheriff's Office received a report of a subject who entered an unoccupied residence on Sunsu Road in the town of Round Lake. The owners of the residence have no affiliation with the subject. The initial call reported the subject was armed with multiple firearms, and attempts have been made since the initial call to encourage the subject to cooperate and exit the residence. According to a press release from yesterday, negotiations are ongoing and this is an active scene. Currently, the subject is contained inside the residence and there is no danger to the public. The sheriff's office is requesting that the public avoid the area of Sunsu Road and will update as information becomes available. Saturday, June 28th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at UConn 51 in Hurley, there's a fundraiser benefiting the B-47 Memorial. This will be a pig roast with potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and chips. And will also feature live music, raffle baskets, and games. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at 7936 North Highway 51 in Hurley. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Larry John Peterson, age 85, of Park Falls, died on Thursday, June 12, 2025, at his home. He is survived by his wife Betty of Park Falls, his two sons Jeff Peterson of Park Falls and Eddie Peterson of Eau Claire, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren, his sister-in-law, five stepchildren, Donald Miesbauer, Karen Clark, Tim Miesbauer, Roger Miesbauer, and Julie Howard, nine step-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Services will be held at Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Minocqua on Saturday, June 21st at 11 a.m. Reverend Brian Learman will officiate. A visitation will be held at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Interment will take place at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been a funeral notice for Larry John Peterson, age 85, of Park Falls.
The celebration of life service for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, age 74, of Butternut, who passed away on December 20th of 2024, will be held from 12 p.m. until 5 p.m. this Saturday, June 21st, at the Midway Bar in Butternut. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the celebration of life notice for Sharon Kathleen Schauer, 73, of Butternut. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Brewer
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida, agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy today, our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62. 98 Q Country.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone and think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing in out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart you'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. So watch your broken dreams dancing out of the dreams of a neon. Sad songs seem to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon. Neon moon.
Brooks and Dunn on 98Q. That was Neon Moon. Gray here with you, covering for Joel all this week and kicking off the 7 o'clock hour. This is going to be a bit of a fun hour. We get to kick it off having our own sort of fun. And later this hour, we should be hearing from Carolyn Pollitt from the Butternut School District, district administrator up there. And we'll also be hearing from the North Lakes Community Clinic and Pioneer Financial today. So we've kind of entered the weighing in portion, not only of the day, but of the week, since Wednesday is also reality radio and a busy one at that. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, though, because we haven't even finished the five in a row that will start the hour. That's Carrie Underwood you hear creeping up from behind. Here's Good Girl on 98Q Country.
Hey, good girl, with your head in the clouds, I bet you I can tell you what you're thinking about. You'll see a good boy, gonna give you the world. And go, go, go. Better listen to me. He's low, low, low. Hey, good girl, you got a heart of gold. You want a white wedding and a hand you can hold, just like it should, girl. Like every good girl does. Want a fairy tale ending, somebody to love. But he's really good at lying, yeah, he'll leave you in the dust. 'Cause when he says forever, well, it don't mean much. Hey, good girl, so good for him. Better back away, honey, you don't know where he's been. Why you gotta be so blind? Won't you open up your eyes? Just a matter of time till you find he's no good, girl, no good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoes and go, go. No good for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoe.
And we're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name,
country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna cry if I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar still calling my name. Wasn't gonna let
in a honky-tonk, said I wouldn't on a dream. And then a country song came on. I was almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked in 2-3-4. Blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song. And then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a that I wasn't gonna dream. And then a country song came on. I wasn't gonna dream. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna dream. Yeah, a country song came on.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Parking lot.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98 Q Country.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Just what I've got on.
George Strait on 98Q, Amarillo by Morning. Time to have a little bit of fun today before we start getting really busy hearing from folks weighing in from the North Lakes Community Clinic, the Butternut School District, all kinds of great local info coming at you this morning on 98Q. I just wanted to tuck in here quickly to highlight one of our buddies. Not Florida man, but probably one of his cousins, Colorado man, specifically Denver man. Now, you've heard me mention what to do when you're being chased by police. You let yourself get arrested. Or what do you do if a police officer tells you to pull over? You pull over. You get the idea, right? You comply. I mean, come on. Now, that said, I will still look at people who attempt to run away, and I will judge them based on their odds of relative success. First of all, it's always the wrong idea to run, but, you know, if the cops kind of wandered 10 yards away from you, versus we're holding onto your handcuffs when you took that first step, I'll comment on that. You know, I'll comment, I see why you thought you could get away, but you still made the wrong call. This is the entire other end of the spectrum, though. Imagine trying to flee from police with a cop in the car. Denver police responded to a crash, found a man unresponsive in a white GMC. One officer got in the vehicle to turn off the engine to check on the driver, at which point the driver opened his eyes, put it in drive, and took off with the officer inside. Police jumped into action and just a few blocks away, used a pit maneuver to stop the vehicle, took the driver into custody. Nobody was injured. I wish I could have been a fly on the wall of that guy's brain. What? Gear and go? My guy, he's in the car. If you flee, he's with you. What? You know what? Some things I don't think even Denver man could explain. I've got news and weather coming up next on 98Q.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump is back in Washington, having left the G7 summit in Canada early due to the Israel-Iran fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president said he wasn't aiming for a ceasefire, but for a permanent end or for Iran giving up. He urged people to evacuate Tehran. Also on the plane, Mr. Trump was asked if he plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the deadly shootings of state lawmakers.
I'm not calling. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital of the war happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the two doctors accused in the overdose death of Friends TV star Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty with a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
In 2024, 138 people died, and 3,084 were hurt in 5,642 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involved speeding or distracted driving. The Wisconsin State Patrol would like to remind you to please always buckle up and put your phone down when you're driving. Remember, always pay attention to who and what is around you as well. Just a little bit more attention on the roads could help save a life. Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m., you're invited over to the Bark Park in Park Falls for the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. Bring your beloved dog and enjoy an afternoon with wonderful company and delicious food. A pork barbecue meal is $10. There will also be a pie auction, basket raffle, music, and a Catkins Animal Rescue meet and greet. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m. over at the Tuscobia Trailhead right here in Park Falls. Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for, Savannah Tomielsen reports.
Republicans' plan increases school funding by about $330 million, but school districts will see no increase in general aid. Instead, that money goes to specific programs meant for special education and mental health. State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
The governor's budget is always reckless spending that the state can't afford. And so we're choosing to make key investments and priorities. And these investments today will be some of the largest. They'll be the largest investments you'll see in the budget. I don't think we'll get to another agency where we'll put that level of funding in because it is a priority, but you have to be able to afford it.
Statewide, about 15% of students have individualized education plans, meaning they have some sort of special needs. Right now, for every dollar spent on special education, the state only pays about 31 cents. That's one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. The governor's plan would have raised it to 60 cents. Republicans' proposal they approved last night increases special ed reimbursement from about 31 cents on the dollar to 37.5 cents. But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would increase reimbursement to 90% next year for kids with the highest level of needs. That's 3% of students in Wisconsin public schools. Republicans hope adding money for these programs will take some pressure off the rest of school districts' budgets. Meanwhile, leaders on the Joint Finance Committee also finalized tax cuts, a key priority for Republicans, by about $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites. Those cuts will apply to retirees and folks in the second lowest tax bracket. Of course, this proposal would need the governor's signature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hunger room for that reason alone. Like, everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
This is Riley. My dad is Michael Keller, and he works for Northwoods Realty.
This is Sebastian. If you have questions regarding real estate, whether it's selling or buying, give him a call. He will work hard for you. Call or text him at 715-820-2242.
My dad takes great care of me, so I know he'll take great care of you too.
This is Mike Keller from Northwoods Realty. Give me a call or text at 715-820-2242.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services.
Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value, securities, and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others, topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block at the best prices. Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your outdoor project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
98 Q Country.
Rearview crosses. Railroad ties, oh Hail Marys, Friday nights, heartbeat baby, low beam lights. God, I miss when you were mine back when. That
song was a song I could sing along without thinking about you every time I came on. Every beat, every line, every word, every time when a road was a road I could put on through without wishing that empty seat was you. Cool man kiss, backseat promise, breaking it, floorboard feeling, county lines. God, I miss when you were mine.
That
song was a song I could sing along without thinking about you every time I came on. Every beat, every line, every word, every time when a room was a road I could fall through. Now wishing that empty seat was you.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
This is really good.
98 Q Country.
She left without leaving a number. Said she needed to clear her mind. He figured she'd gone back to Austin, 'cause she talked about it all the time. It was almost a year before she called him up. Three rings and an answering machine is what she got.
If you're calling about the car I sold it, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. If you got something to sell, you're wasting your time. I'm not buying. If it's anybody else, wait for the tone. You know what to do. And P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. The telephone fell to the counter. She heard, but she couldn't believe what kind of man would hang on that long. What kind of love that must be. She waited 3 days and then she tried again. She didn't know what she'd say, but she heard 3 rings and then. If it's Friday night, I'm at the ball game. And first thing Saturday, if it don't rain, I'm headed out to the lake and I'll be gone all weekend long. But I'll call you back when I get home on Sunday afternoon. P.S., if this is Austin, I still love you. Well, this time she left her number, but not another word. Then she waited by the phone on Sunday evening, and this is what he heard. If you're calling about my heart, it's still yours. Listen to it a little more, then it wouldn't have taken me so long to know where I belong. And by the way, boy, this is no machine you're talking to. Can't you tell this is Austin and I still love you? I still love you.
Blake Shelton on 98Q Country. That was Austin. We had Keith Urban with We Were Us just before that one, and a check of the weather looking now at about 63 degrees out there. It's 7:43 a.m. on the 17th of June. Gray here, of course, covering for Joel throughout this week. He's taking a much-needed vacation. And Joel, if you can hear this, turn the radio off. I don't want you to hear how badly I'm doing in your stead. I've got a word from sponsors coming up next, letting you know who keeps the lights on around here at 98Q. And soon here on the station, we may be hearing from District Administrator Carolyn Pollitt from up in Butternut with an update up there. If for some reason we don't, however, I'm sure we'll hear from Carolyn soon. They are super busy up there, especially those district administrators. They tend to find things to do. So not to worry. We'll have fun here regardless with an update from Carolyn or with whatever we end up doing otherwise. First, though, this on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Walter United Booster Club is proudly supported by Aspirus. Their mission, they heal, promote health, and strengthen communities. Their vision, they create healthy, thriving communities, trusted and engaged above all others.
Lynn Stunkel, owner and complete rain gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
For a great family 4th of July weekend event, take part in the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk Saturday, July 5th, starting at 8:30 a.m. at the VFW Hall. You can register through Race Roster or by using a QR code from the Lions Facebook page or at the Phillips Chamber webpage. T-shirts are limited and the cost is $20, or same-day registration from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. costs $30. The Lions Club would like to thank all sponsors and volunteers who help and support this event.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
Hey, Green Goblin here. So you've got a clogged drain in your bathroom. Water in the sink's overstaying its welcome. You're spitting today's toothpaste on top of yesterday's toothpaste. You hope that it'd go away. Yeah, clogs don't just go away. I make them go away. I'm Green Goblin, the only clog dissolver you need. I'm bleach-free, safe for your pipes, and I work. Guaranteed or your money back. Because I never met a clog that was going to unclog itself. Green Goblin. Let the gobbler get it.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Annie's first oil change wasn't as hard as she thought, because she went to AutoZone, where a friendly AutoZoner helped her find the right oil and save on an oil filter. He explained the job and showed her free how-tos on AutoZone.com. When she was done, AutoZone recycled her old oil for free. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
And we'll give you an update on last week's and the week before that Scotty Summer statewide contest that finished up on Friday. We have a Northwoods winner for one of the grand prizes for you, but we'll save that till early in the 8 o'clock hour, because right now I've got Butternut District Administrator Carolyn Pollitt on the line to give us an update of what's going on slightly to the north of us here. Good morning, Carolyn. Thank you for giving us some time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How's it going up in Butternut? I would predict slightly windy and a little bit cloudy if I had to guess right now. Call it a hunch.
Yes, and the air's still a bit thick.
And we've got better updates than that, though. Some more juicy updates, if you will. A little bit of updates on ongoing things, but also some decisions to update the public on. What have you got for us?
Yeah, I mean, if people have been following, they've heard some things. I mean, I've heard some things that are inaccurate as well, so I'm always grateful for this opportunity to make sure factual information gets out there. But today I just wanted to share that now that a lot of those plans are solidified, we will have some combined elementary grades coming up into the school year. 2-3 will be a combined grade, and 4-5 will be a combined grade, and we have some recommendations going to the board tonight. We have our June monthly meeting tonight at 7 p.m. in the LMC at school. And so there are some exciting things happening. We started a visioning process here back in March, and that continues to happen. We have a school vision team that has been happening, and now we are, and the board has been involved in some of that, and now we're moving to community, and so people should look forward to watching some of those steps unfold. And I'm excited. I feel motivated, and I worked under a superintendent a long time ago who had a lot of influence on my career, and he always said, in the face of adversity lies opportunity, and so we're looking for all of those opportunities to help our school be stronger and our education be rigorous and relevant to our students. And we're going to see what we can do.
And that's something that I think really each of us can appreciate in our own way, regardless of how big the mountain is. You know, if you're handed something that, okay, this is a tough challenge, life still demands an immediate answer from you for at least what am I going to do this moment? You know, what's this next step going to be? And you guys are taking a massive, massive challenge and trying to plan for far into the future. So really a big challenge there. And of course, the impression I get is a lot of attention from a lot of people who have a lot of care for everything involved. This a mark, if anything, is of the effort that goes into the community. So combined grades and constant attention, constant decision making, and still collecting a lot of info, it sounds like, in the process.
Yes, I'm super proud of our educational team. They've been amazing.
And this, of course, the result of, the result, if you will, of referenda that have and have not gone through and the changes that need to be made to the district as a result of that. So that's the big news today is combined grades officially solidified as a forward decision for the coming school year, correct?
Correct. Yep.
All right. So that's the big news. The rumors can be quashed. If you haven't heard it here, you haven't heard it. Carolyn, do you have anything else for us from up in Butternut today?
Not so much. I just want to make sure people know that there's a team of people and all our needs are still going to be met the same as they always have been.
I think anybody who grew up around here, Carolyn, knows that every once in a while you hear a rumor about yourself that you didn't even know. That's just the nature of the small town. So that mill will churn. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for maybe throwing a wrench into the rumor mill for the day, but it'll be up cranking again next week. We'll hear from you again.
You bet. Thanks, Gray.
Thanks, Carolyn. You have a good rest of your day. Carolyn Pollitt, District Administrator from the Butternut School District. Combined grades officially decided upon. Let the rumor mill cease for a little while. While we play some country music up next, Jordan Davis coming at you. Top of the hour news at 8. We're 98Q Country. And 8 o'clock's the football hour.
98Q Country.
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. See,
look. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he sure as hell ain't.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. Bad attitudes had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Hey,
ABC News. I'm Chuck Siebertson. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, having left the G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected. And so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz Company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News. A legal setback for the U.S. chief executive, ABC's Lionel Moise.
The Trump administration has been ordered to restore hundreds of research grants related to diversity. A judge says the National Institutes of Health